The Beaver Valley Nighthawks celebrated its home opener with a 5-1 win over the Kelowna Chiefs on Saturday, September 28. The Nighthawks' victory, however, comes hard on the heels of a tough 8-2 loss to a potent Grand Forks Border Bruins team, their first of the new season on Friday. The result, a physical match against Kelowna that saw BV give up 10 power play opportunities, but capitalized scoring 3 shorthanded goals, including the game winner by Brady McGarrell 1:22 into the second period. With the win, the Nighthawks' record goes to 3-1, good for a tie for second in the Neil Murdoch division, and just a point behind the Border Bruins, who lost 2-1 in overtime to the Revelstoke Grizzlies on Saturday. Brock Robertson scored his first as a Nighthawk at 2:44 of the first period, as the Nighthawks dominated early, outshooting the Chiefs 17-12 in the opening frame. After McGarrell made it 2-0, trail product Owen Dixon tallied his first of the campaign as well for a 3-0 BV lead. The Chiefs battled in the second, and Luke Rishaug beat Nighthawks veteran goalie Connor Stoyan to cut the lead to 3-1 at 11:22. However, a penalty to Nighthawks forward Roan Crow proved beneficial for the home team. Hunter Hansen set up Connor Drake, who wired one past Chiefs goalie Max Fowle for a shorthanded goal and a 4-1 lead after two periods. Midway through the final frame, Hansen tallied his first of the season while on the penalty kill for the 5-1 final. Stoyan made 35 saves, while Fowle stopped 36 in the Kelowna net. The Nighthawks were 0-for-4 on the power play and 10-10 on the penalty kill. On Friday, the Nighthawks traveled to Grand Forks for a tilt against their Neil Murdoch division rival Border Bruins. Grand Forks came flying out of the gate and jumped out to a 4-0 first period lead on goals from Nate Tillmans, Justin Mole, Tyler Burke, and Reed Schechtel. The home team Bruins outshot the Nighthawks 27-8 in the first period. BV got on the board at 11:34 when Crow beat Bruins goalie Matthew Davichek on the power play. But Mole scored his second of the game with 1:16 left in the middle frame for a 5-1 lead. Hawks forward Boris Ristoff tallied his second of the season midway through the final frame to make it 5-2. But two goals from Bruins forward Jace Cool and a single from veteran forward Levi Estill brought an end to the lopsided and no doubt satisfying victory. Last season, the Nighthawks beat the Border Bruins in 6 games in the Neil Murdoch division final. Grand Forks outshot BV 49-26 and went 1-for-5 on the power play and 5-for-5 on the PK. BV is back in action against the Border Bruins in Grand Forks on Friday, October 4, and will travel to Fernie on Saturday for a tilt against the Ghost Riders. The Nighthawks will return home for a Tuesday night matchup versus the Spokane Braves. Puck drop is at 7 p.m.